Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM, heard in central and western Suffolk on 96.9 FM. I'm Michael Mackey. The same lack of cooperation by Amtrak that delayed the finally delivered Eastside Access mega project is threatening to hold up the MTA's next major infrastructure effort by as much as 9 months, transit officials said yesterday. Alfonso A. Castillo reports on Newsday.com that, known as Penn Station Access, the $2.8 billion project, which aims to bring Metro North Railroad to the Long Island Railroad's original Manhattan home of Penn Station, fell victim to one of the main culprits behind the Eastside Access delays, a lack of cooperation from Amtrak in the form of access to its track and its workers, Metropolitan Transportation Authority officials said on Monday. The MTA formally launched the Penn Station Access project in January of 2022 and started major construction just last month. Still, MTA Capital Construction President Jamie Turris Springer at an MTA board meeting said the effort is already potentially behind schedule by 6 to 9 months, in large part due to difficulties getting support from Amtrak, he said. Much of the construction work for the project is set to take place along Amtrak's Hell Gate rail line, which stretches from Queens to Westchester County. Because of that, Torres Springer said, the MTA and its contractors require assistance from Amtrak, both by getting access to its tracks as well as the use of its workers. Because the MTA's Eastside Access also had delays attributed by project officials to a lack of Amtrak's cooperation, MTA officials said they entered into a special agreement with Amtrak. U.S. Senator Charles Schumer is calling on the federal government to step in and help Long Island law enforcement deal with the staggering number of catalytic converter thefts the area is experiencing. As the theft of catalytic converters continues, Senator Schumer, the senior Democrat from New York and Senate Majority Leader, is calling on the Department of Justice to send a dedicated team to Long Island to investigate and provide more local resources. Senator Schumer also wants the DOJ to investigate whether there is an organized ring behind the thefts. Quote, "We are parked here on Long Island to not just raise awareness amid an unprecedented rash of catalytic converter thefts, but to urge the Department of Justice to hit the gas on helping crack the case, because between the rate and scope of thefts here, this is not your average thief poking around the family driveway." Alex Costello reports on Patch.com that the number of thefts of catalytic converters has skyrocketed in recent years. This month alone, there have been 49 thefts in Suffolk County and 69 thefts in Nassau County. A catalytic converter is a key part of a vehicle's exhaust system that converts pollutants into less harmful gases using precious metals such as rhodium, palladium, and platinum. The Riverhead Central School District has been sued by two parents for requiring students to wear masks in schools after a Nassau judge last January 2022 ruled the New York State Health Department's mask mandate, quote, null, void, and unenforceable as a matter of law. Denise Civiletti reports on RiverheadLocal.com that Monique Parsons, the mother of two students in the Riverhead Central School District, and Jennifer Venth, the mother of one child in the district, brought the action in State Supreme Court, Suffolk County. The parents accused the district and several officials of violating New York civil rights law by requiring their children, who according to the complaint could not tolerate masks, to wear the face coverings at Pulaski Street School and Riverhead Middle School. Repeat offenders are wreaking havoc in New York City and elsewhere, but Democrats maintain a lack of good statistics is obscuring any clear analysis of their criminal justice reforms nearly 4 years in. That's per Zach Williams and Craig McCarthy and their report in the New York Post that they claimed at a hearing yesterday, the Democrats did, the arguable numbers make it impossible to scale back any of their reforms, which have been criticized as soft on crime. Quote, "There are troubling gaps that sometimes make it difficult to get an accurate picture of what is happening in the criminal justice system," NYPD Chief of Department Jeff Madry told state lawmakers on Monday. Analyzing crime data is a complex topic, but I think we can all agree that the more data that we have, the better off that we are, he noted. State Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, a Democrat from Yonkers, and Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, a Democrat from the Bronx, scheduled the hearing after repeatedly saying they will only support changes that are backed by solid data. Such problems are hampering efforts to scale back a range of reforms championed by left-leading Albany Democrats in recent years, like controversial cash bail limits and increased discovery requirements that even liberal prosecutors like Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg credit with increasing the number of dismissed cases. The Monday hearing comes just days before Governor Kathy Hochul is scheduled to unveil a proposed state budget tomorrow that could include potential changes to current laws blamed for fueling rising crime in the state of New York and the city. State Senate Codes Committee Chair Jamal Bailey, a Democrat from the Bronx, claimed Monday that Albany Democrats have based bail reform on solid data, despite gaps highlighted at a Monday hearing. Zach Williams and Craig McCarthy report in the New York Post that a lack of good data appears to be a plank the Democrats controlling Albany's legislature are willing to stand on to prevent any change to the cashless bail and discovery arguments. Unfortunately, the data is comprehensive but incomplete. We are missing information regarding unchanged cases, family court caseloads, and details regarding rearrested offenders, countered New York State Senator Anthony Palumbo, a Republican from Suffolk County, Long Island. He tells the New York Post, "Sadly, despite the huge increases in crime that we have seen in 2022, I'm afraid the progressives will conflate the statistics to argue their policies are not responsible. However, we are in a crime crisis, and 93% of New Yorkers agree with me," said State Senator Palumbo of Suffolk. President Joe Biden is visiting New York City today as Mayor Eric Adams is promoting New York to be the host of the 2024 Democratic National Convention. Mayor Adams and other advocates for New York City's convention bid are casting the city as a turnkey operation, a place with the infrastructure to absorb thousands of convention goers easily and one with the experience to throw a large-scale, splashy event. Mayor Adams has emphasized New York's cultural offerings and the city's walkability, and he and other boosters are also playing up New York as a racially diverse and liberal city that's a bastion of Big D Democratic values with a strong fundraising base. Newly elected U.S. Representative Nick LaLota said this week he had gone 2 for 2 in his request for committee appointments in the 118th Congress. Stephen J. Coates reports on 27East.com that LaLota, a Republican who replaced Congressman Lee Zeldin, who stepped down to run for governor, has been appointed to both the Armed Forces Committee and the Homeland Security Committee. A Navy veteran and graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy, LaLota said he believed he could bring important expertise to the Armed Forces Committee. Quote, "My 11 years of service puts me in a prime position to analyze from a policy standpoint what should be funded," he said, as the United States faces, quote, "ever-evolving threats from the likes of Russia, China, and Iran." Despite being less dependent on defense industry jobs a generation ago when the Grumman Corporation was the region's largest defense contractor, Long Island still has a robust defense industry, with 170 contractors employing about 10,000 people. New York's 1st Congressional District also is home to the Air National Guard's 106th Rescue Wing, which is based at Francis S. Gabreski Airport in West Hampton. The future of American defense will rely on new technologies, including drones and other weapons, Congressman LaLota said. But LaLota pledged to be vigilant in tracking down waste, fraud, and abuse in the defense budget. Congressman LaLota said he also looked forward to his role on the Homeland Security Committee. Quote, "This is very New York-centric," he said of the Department of Homeland Security, which was created in the wake of the September 11th terrorist attacks. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.